Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rain as the Warriors rolled the Bulls last night in a feel-good win. What a difference of two third quarters, I should say, the last two nights. In the third quarter, Wednesday night against Sacramento, they get outscored 37-20. They go 1-10 from the three-point line, commit eight turnovers. Well, last night, the third quarter, the Warriors, after being down one at the half, outscored the Bulls 31-16. They drop seven assists in that quarter, only turn the ball over three times. They hit their threes, 6-17. And the Bulls, they held the Bulls, who were lighting it up in the first half. The Bulls, they couldn't miss a three. Lonzo Ball was cooking. Everybody was cooking in the first half for Chicago. They were 13 of 18 from three in the first half, shooting 72% from the perimeter. Last night in the third quarter, the Bulls, 0 for 9, 5 of 22 overall, and that's when the game flipped. You had Steph Curry scored his 7. You had Andrew Wiggins scored his 8. Andrew Wiggins is having a hell of a season, by the way, in case anybody wants to know. Wiggins is having a hell of a season. I try to keep that guy because he can play defense. He's a perimeter defender. He's got a, in terms of, like, you see the contracts out there with Scotty Barnes and Quickly and all these players. Wiggins has a very cap-friendly deal, which I would try to hold on to when you get his 17 a game and he's rebounding better. He can step out and hit the three and he defends well. I would try to keep Andrew Wiggins at the deadline at all costs. Hopefully that does happen, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens for Dunleavy and crew as the Warriors look to make some moves up the Western Conference. I got to read over here somewhere. Here it is. This segment brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Ask a question before the break.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, what about Nikola Vucevic now? Warrior fans, how are you feeling about Vuk now after watching him last night for the Chicago Bulls? Is that a guy you would still want to trade for?
If I hadn't seen Quentin Post the last two games, I would be much more inclined to say, absolutely, I still want him. But I think, you know, just a little glimpse of Quentin Post. And again, I feel like such a prisoner of the moment. But the reality is, one guy's 34. It costs you something. He's an expiring deal, if I'm not mistaken. So you'd have to make a decision. And then the other guy is the guy you just drafted. And I originally thought, because Anthony Slater is really smart and he's tapped in and he understands this team, he's like, yeah, he's probably 2 years away. It's like, I watched this guy
say
last.
That. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to rip him, but like, yeah, no. I took him at face value, and maybe that's what they thought. What's funny is he wrote an article this morning that I read, and there were members of the organization. I don't know what that means. I don't know where on the chart these guys are, who were frustrated that the team did not bring him on the trip to Minnesota because they were so shorthanded. And now I see why. And, you know, we could talk a lot about, you know, getting veterans. And this, just, are you playing well? Do you play a brand of basketball that kind of fits what they're doing right now? And I think that the kid can. I think he's a rotation piece. And that's the way I view him right now. I am opening myself up to seeing what he can be more down the line. But right now, I think he's a rotation piece. And the problem is you got too many rotation pieces.
Steve Kerr mentioned that. I don't know if he mentioned it here, but I'm going to play this about his second unit before we get back to the calls. By the way, Steph Curry leads the list of NBA's top-selling jerseys this season. He's number one. LeBron James, number two. Tatum, number three. Brunson, four. Wemby, five. But Curry's still having the top-selling jersey. So for all the people who want to trade Stephen Curry, he's still making a lot of money out here in the Bay Area. You got to be careful with that. Here is Steve Kerr on the second unit.
Yeah, they all played well. It was an incredible performance off the bench. You know, Gee has just continued to, you know, shine in his opportunity here, the way he's cutting and moving. The game really seems to click when he's out there. And Moses has found a good groove. So those guys are really, as a kind of a tag team wing tandem, they're playing great. I thought Dennis was fantastic tonight. And that's the guy who I've watched for years. He is a competitor. He plays with an edge. He got after it defensively tonight. He pushed the ball. I thought Dennis played a huge role in that win.
That was Dennis, one of Dennis Schroeder's better games last night. There's no doubt about that. I thought Pods was solid, man. Give Pods some love last night. He pushed the pace.
I agree.
He had that ball hopping around. That looked like the Pods from the last 3 months last season. Pods looked good last night in his first game back after missing 12 with the right abdominal injury.
They were up a gazillion at the end, but of like 3 or 4 minutes to go, he took the hard dribble, kind of, you know, jumped to the right and banged a three from three. And I was thinking, wow, like he couldn't find a three earlier in the season. That's a big shot for him. He hit a layup on the reverse that Curry just made a beautiful pass to him. And I feel like earlier in the year, he would have jump stopped.
Right.
He would have not taken that shot. Instead, he went up with the right hand, you know, under, did the nice little reversal.
Right.
You know, I'm really happy for him. And the more, I mean, again, it's one game, but I see him last night and I'm saying, I still want to see what he's got. And I think that Schroeder is kind of a redundant player. Schroeder does other things that he doesn't, and Pods does other things that Schroeder doesn't. But I would probably stick with Pods given his salary and given that Schroeder's an expiring deal. Like I keep coming back to, you have expiring deals. Last year you didn't make the moves to kind of maximize those deals coming off the books. I think this year
part of that was financials, though. You got to remember that. There's layers to it. You got to get under that first apron, and a lot of teams are rushing to get under that first and second apron. They're petrified of that because they don't want their picks frozen. They don't want to pay taxes and get penalized for that. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
But wouldn't you say this year it's pretty clunky? Like I referenced the 8-man lineup that I really like. The young A-man. You got Buddy, Schroeder, Kyle Anderson, GP2, and Looney. That's five guys, and then Curry, Wiggins, Gee. Post, Kuminga, Moody, TJD, Pods. That's eight. That's 13. That's 13 dudes. Okay. 12, you know, like, and then you get add Draymond. That's 14. It's too many. It's too many. And I know how this coach operates, which I get. He really likes GP2. He really likes, you know, Dennis Schroeder for obvious reasons because he's a veteran. He's going to like playing Looney. I would too. Looney means a lot to this organization. Right. I think that the GM has to step in and make it a little easier for the head coach, and they have to maneuver some stuff.
Well, that's the key.
It's really difficult. Somebody's got to go.
That's the key because Kerr said it. I don't. Is it the quote right here? But we got to find that quote where Steve Kerr basically said, you know, it's going to be hard to find these guys minutes once Draymond and Kuminga gets back. That's a concern. And that's a concern for me if they start rolling. But that's why we have to see what happens over the next 2 weeks. It's one thing to do it against the Bulls, who have one of the worst defenses in the NBA. Let's see what happens against the Lakers. Let's see what happens against Phoenix. Let's see what happens against OKC. I'm all for the youngsters getting playing time. I want to see that.
Of course, you
know, because I don't want to go pop champagne. We did this over Lindy Waters III after his game against, who was that? That was against New Orleans early in the season. We went crazy over Lindy Waters III, ready to put his jersey in the Hall of Fame. We got to chill for a second. These guys are nice players, and I want to see more of them. Trust me. I like what I see from Gee. I like what I see from Post. But over the next five, next six, as we go through this nine-game stretch that I think is a season-defining stretch, that could determine what the Warriors do February 6th. Don't you want to see, like, hold on. Before we start submitting rotations and covered out guaranteed minutes, you have the Lakers, Utah, OKC, Phoenix, and Orlando. And I think this is a great opportunity for Santos, Post, Moody, Pods, and some of these guys to say, Kerr, we need to play right now. We need minutes. So these next five, I think, are going to determine the rotations, determine what the team looks like over the last couple months, and what the Warriors may do at the February 6th deadline. Because think about this. You got the Lakers Saturday, Utah, OKC, Phoenix, and then you play Orlando to close out this nine-game stretch February 3rd. That's 3 days before the deadline. Then you go to Utah February 5th, and then you play in L.A. February 6th on the Thursday night TNT game. Let's see what it looks like over the next five.
I
don't want to get ahead of ourselves, you know what I mean?
I hear you, but...
But there, it's, I like what I see. Trust me, the spacing and the footwork of Post and the footwork of Gee Santos, I really like it. I think they're 15 to 20-minute players. But also, we got to be cautious that they could have back games. Maybe the league adjusts. Maybe they get on the scouting report higher. So, I tell you what, Buddy Hield is struggling, and that's a guy you got to figure out, that two-guard spot. You got to figure that one out.
This is why I'm telling you, like... Are there other players available? I don't know. But if Zach LaVine's available, I would overpay for him because he's a two-guard that I think could fit right in. And I think it's tough to match him with salaries. If there's a way that you can get Zach LaVine without surrendering Andrew Wiggins, I think you owe it to yourself to do it. I would go get it. And I know it's a swing. There's a huge risk. He might not fit. You know, he gets here and he's Dennis Schroeder. And for whatever reason, the style doesn't fit. I like that he can put the ball on the floor, and he's a more willing passer than I gave him credit for. Here's the thing about the Bulls game, and I hear you on, like, hey, they beat the Bulls. The Bulls aren't any good. You're right. There's no doubt.
No, it looked good.
They just got waxed by the Kings.
They just got waxed. They lost down the stretch. It was a tight game with 3 minutes left, minute 30 left. It was tight.
They just lost to the Raptors. Like, so, like we could say, hey, we got to see what they do against the big boys. They haven't done anything against the big boys this year.
Well, let's see what they do against the big boys before we start saying, you know, trade. That's all
but
I'm saying.
But the guys who are older, who have been on this team, who have played all year, haven't really done anything against anyone anyway. So to me, like, if you're always asking me, hey, Joe, as you're running an organization, the old guys that you don't have attachment to, who haven't done much, or the young promising guys with a small sample size, who do you want to give more leeway to? I'm always going to lean the young guys.
No doubt.
That's me. I'm always going to lean the young guys. And I understand wanting to be reserved and all that. I just think that this team is probably destined for being somewhere in the box. And if you're going to be somewhere in the box, let's make a deal and let's see the young guys play.
Let's see the next five. Let's go to Lucky in the city. Lucky, what's happening?
Man, top of the morning, Bonte and Joe, all you fellas doing this morning.
I'm doing great.
Man, that's good to hear. So, we talked about this a couple of months, man, and acquiring a big man or whatever we have, but lo and behold, we had this in our pocket the whole time. Gee Santos finally got playing time. Quentin Post finally got playing time. This is what we need. Put these guys on put him on the roster. Let's roll. Get rid of Buddy Hield. Please get rid of Buddy Hield. And whoever else we got to get, I want to keep GP2. I want to keep Wiggins. Anybody else, you can go.
Draymond Green included?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a fool. No. No. He's a champ. Vontae, he's a champion. If it wasn't for Draymond Green, Steph, and Clay, we wouldn't have none of this. None of this. So you can't get rid of I know Draymond's a hothead. Yeah. My wife calls me that all the time. She says, you're crazy. But I have passion for what I believe in and what I love and what I do. That's what Draymond has. That's what we need. Nobody else in the league has a Draymond Green that will give the young guys that passion and give them when he's on, he's on. Y'all know what we have in this dude, man. Come on.
No doubt.
There's going to be complications. And I'm looking at it from Kerr's perspective. When Dre comes back, and then also Kuminga. Kuminga's not excluded from this. There's a logjam, and there are some guys that are playing really well right now. I give Guy a little more credit because I think Guy has been a real positive a lot of times that he's played. I don't think he's a starter. I don't think he's a 30-minute-a-night guy. I'm not faking that. I just think he's a guy, and when I look at rotations, 8, 9, maybe 10 on any given night. That's the real NBA, mm-hmm. Not 12, not 13. You're always going to be like asking, why did that guy not get minutes? I'm seeing Moody now get opportunities, and I think part of that is the absence of Draymond and Kuminga, but I'm seeing him get minutes. And you know what? I've been impressed with Moody. And similar to the other young guys, I don't think he's an elite starter. I don't think he'll ever be one of those guys. But I think he's a rotation piece. But when those other guys come back, they're going to get heavy minutes. And so other people on the team are going to get their roles and minutes diminished. And they're going to have to be playing at different positions because that 4 and 5 spot that Dre and Kuminga are occupying, both of them, not just one, that takes up a lot of minutes.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.